Say it's good to be back in the Lord's house. Good to be back this way. I'm thankful for the privilege to be able to stand behind the book board once again. I do. I count it a privilege. I count it an honor. I'm thankful. I'm probably the least deserving of anybody in here to be standing behind this book board, but I'm thankful nonetheless that the Lord called me to preach. And I've always appreciated it. I really have, ever since the Lord called me. But it just seems like the past, few months, there's just been a burden there maybe that hadn't been there, I guess, the whole time. Maybe the Lord's letting me grow, whatever it is. But I have always wanted to be a help to those that were in the church house when I get up behind the book board. But I truly have a desire to see the lost saved. I truly do. The Lord has called me to something that's bigger than myself. And I just want to do my part that somebody might get some help this morning. I know I'm thankful that that's what this thing's all about. And I just want to see somebody get some help this morning. I truly do. It kills me and breaks my heart to see people struggle through this life day after day, when they've got access to the greatest help they could ever find, and they turn him down day after day. It breaks my heart. You just want to grab them and just shake it into them, but you can't do it. I'm thankful it's got to be a willing choice on their part. I'm thankful for the song service this morning. Every song that we've heard has just touched our heart, and I'm thankful for that rock, Randy. I am thankful for that. We got up in association and tried to do that devotion, and I was telling them about maybe the last time I had went fishing and how I had struggled to catch a fish there, but I didn't tell them about after I got my waders put on, my boots were felt lined on the bottom, and I thought, well, I won't slip on none of these rocks. I'll walk out to the middle of this river, and I'll be fine. That's what they're made for. Well, little did I know after I about fell in three or four times that just because my boots were felt lined didn't mean that I wouldn't fall. And I'm thankful a lot of times we try to do everything within our power to not slip and slide on that rock. But I'm thankful that the rock that they've sung about and talked about this morning, you will not slip on. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. You might tremble and you might shake upon it, but the rock will never move under you. I'm thankful for that. I truly am. I'm just thankful to be here this morning. I'm thankful to have another opportunity. I'm thankful that the Lord saw fit to call me to preach. I'm thankful that the Lord still hears prayers. I'm thankful. I'm just thankful this morning. I truly am. I truly do. There's times when you sit on the pew and it seems like it's about to come busting out of you. And there's times when you got to wait upon the Lord. And that's where I'm at this morning. I'm just going to wait upon the Lord. If anything's going to be said or done this morning, I want it to come from him and not me. I truly do. I'm going to do quite a little bit of reading this morning, more than I normally do. Just going to read a couple chapters to you in a couple different places. But if you got your Bibles with you and you want to turn with us, we're going to be the first place will be the 90th Psalm. And then the next place will be, I believe, in the fourth chapter of the book of James, third or fourth. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm thankful for what the Lord has laid upon my heart. I truly am. But we're going to start in the 90th chapter of the book of Psalms, and then we'll go further. I'm thankful. In the fourth chapter of the book of James. But the Bible says in the 90th Psalm, it says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thine wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80, as if by reason of strength they be 80 years. Yet it is their strength There's strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. We know at the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us the number of our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. And in the fourth chapter, the book of James, we're going to read the whole chapter, I believe. We'll just start in the first verse. It says, "From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and ye have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye that not the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the Scripture saith, in vain the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil of one another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, yet that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." And that's all we feel like reading this morning. I desire your prayers. All this pollen and all this junk used to not bother me at all. And I guess the older I get every year, it seems like it gets worse and worse on me. And we're a little congested and a little stopped up this morning. But I'm thankful nonetheless to be in the house of the Lord. I'm thankful to have another opportunity to stand and do my best to preach the gospel. I'm thankful. I've learned along the way that it's not the words that I speak. I don't know the hearts of anybody in here. I truly don't. I don't know your heart, but I'm thankful the Lord does, and that the Lord has sent me maybe just a thought, and that's all we've got, just a starting place and a thought. And I know I've laid out more scripture than I'll ever be able to cover, but I've prayed and prayed all night and all this morning that the Lord would just bring back to the remembrance that I've read and that maybe that I've studied and that I might be able to be a blessing and a help unto you. And I'm thankful that just to be here one more time. But I guess maybe if I've had a thought, I told you, it's been on my heart. I guess I've got those in my family and those that are my friends that are lost and undone without the Lord. I've got them in my family that are holding on to maybe a hope that they once professed, but they're living a life that's not becoming of a Christian in that. They're doing things that make you wonder and want to question whether or not that you just wonder why there's no fruit being bared in that. But I'm thankful they can hold on to that all they want to. But if they're not squared away in their heart with them and the Lord in that, I'm thankful. I've been thinking. I heard these words the other day and it's not left me since, but I was listening to something or whatever and the thought come by my heart and it said, the thought that I've got on my heart this morning is time ain't going to
weight. And I'm thankful. I began to think about when I was lost and undone without the Lord, and the time that my wife and all those around her that and the churches that were praying for me, and I didn't even realize it, didn't even know it in that. You know, in all those 7 years that I was running for the Lord, the church and its members continued going. They continued pressing on, and I'm thankful. I'm not saying we need to give up praying for those that are lost folks, but time ain't going to wait for you, lost person. The church is going to go on. The Lord's will is going to be done. This thing is going to go on with or without you, but I'm thankful. One day in that, it says here in the scripture, it says that For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away, folks. There's a lot of times in this scripture we try to think that we'll have time, like they say here, that they're going to go into the city and continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain and do this and do that. We think we've got time. We think we're going to have some magical moment one day before we leave this earth to have an opportunity to come to know the Lord. Folks, if the Lord has spoke to your heart and gave you opportunity to be saved, and you are not promised another opportunity. I'm thankful the Lord saw fit to have mercy on your soul, to give you an opportunity to let you know that you're lost. And you might think that everything's going to go back to normal. You might think that your life will just continue on exactly the way it is, folks. But when the Lord comes by, whether you accept salvation or not, your life will never be the same until you realize and accept what the Lord has had for you in your life. I'm thankful. I was having a conversation with a man just the other day in that I love dearly, that I had once preached, I guess, the gospel in that, and has since stopped preaching in that. And we began to talk, and I told him, I said, I love you. I do, and I don't want to be mean, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but if the Lord truly called you to preach, you will not have peace in your life until you do what the Lord has called you to do. We're not called to do what we want to do in this life, but we're called to do what the Lord would have us to do in this life. I'm thankful, and I mean it when I say that I'm the least among you here this morning. I don't find myself worthy or deserving at all to stand behind this book board. I truly don't, but I'm thankful that the Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt, has called me to preach the gospel of that. And if I'm ever going to have any peace in my life, if I'm ever going to see things work in my life, I'm going to have to do what the Lord has called me to do. But I'm thankful. I just began to think about all these people. You hear about it all the time. And thank the Lord for the ones that you hear about getting saved on their dying bed, their deathbed, and that. It's a wonderful thing, but I'm thankful. It seems like this world thinks they can live this world, this life, how they want to live it. They can draw unto the world. They can have all the pleasures and the lusts of this world and think that before they leave this earth, they're going to have an opportunity to come to know the Lord. I'm thankful. It amazes me how many people will say that they know the Lord, but they are not known by the Lord. And that I'm thankful they know the goodness of the Lord. They know that they're lost and undone without the Lord. But I'm scared, what's it going to take for them to give their heart unto the Lord? We serve a merciful God, don't get me wrong, but we serve a just God in that. And I'm thankful that mercy shall endure forever, but I've been thinking about that a lot. It shall endure forever, but when you close your eyes in death and don't know the Lord, mercy has just ran out for you. There remains no other opportunity for you to be saved. I'm thankful you will open your eyes into a devil's hell for eternity in that. And it's my humble prayer that everyone, every man, woman, boy, and girl will be able to come to know the Lord before it's too late for them. I will always be found willing to do my part in that. I'm thankful. I read you that in the 90th Psalm, and if I can find it, there was a verse that stuck out to me, and I know everybody maybe has their own thoughts on the scripture and that. The Lord shows people different things, and they show them different things when they read the scripture, but there's a verse, and if I could read it, it says, "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told." And I'm thankful. There's been times in my life when I've got hung up on the things that have come by my way, the trials and the hardships and the things in this life. I've got hung up on them, and I've said, "Woe is me, Lord. My life's a mess. It's terrible. How am I ever going to get out of this?" But I'm thankful that the past is the past for a reason. I'm thankful. We should be mindful of the past and that, of the things that we've gone through, but the past should not dwell in that of our present, and that it should not control our future. future. And that the past is the past for a reason. If you've done something in your past, the Lord has forgiven you of it. Let go of it and serve the Lord. I don't care what you've done. I've done things in my own life that I've said, Lord, there's no way I can get behind the book board and stand and preach. But I'm thankful that the Lord has forgiven me of those things. I've got up and I've been able to make an effort for the Lord because I've let the past be the past and that bygones be bygones. I'm thankful that the Lord loves you enough. Stop letting something that's happened in your past control and dictate your future with the Lord. I'm thankful for that. I truly am. There's many, many scriptures in this book that talk about praying for wisdom. And we want to be wise and we want to be able to have the wisdom that these men and women that have walked in the path before us have. But folks, you've got to have some experiences with the Lord. And that's where the past comes in. We've been through some things with the Lord and that we've got memories and experiences that have gained our wisdom and our knowledge with the Lord. But I'm thankful. That's what we need to dwell on. The Lord means all things for good. Just like when they sold Joseph there, the brothers meant it for harm, but the Lord meant it for good. And that I'm thankful for that. The Lord does not do anything to us and for us that He does not mean for good. I don't care where you're at in your life. I don't care what you're going through. The Lord means it all for good. But if we don't have the mindset and the heart and the eyes to look upon it and see that the Lord has meant it for good, then it will never be any good unto us. I'm thankful for what I've been through in my life. I'm thankful for the experiences. They've got me to where I'm at today, but I'm thankful that I don't base my future on my past and that I'm thankful that the Lord knows what tomorrow is going to hold. And I'm not going to get hung up on the bad things that have happened to me in my life because they'll rob me of the joy and the blessings that are to come tomorrow. I'm thankful for that. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Today might be my last day. This might be my last time in a church house. I can walk out those doors and die and go to meet the Lord. But I'm thankful that I've been placed upon that rock. And when I leave this world, that song said, even when it hurts, the Lord gives us everything we need and we'll trust Him even when it hurts. I'm thankful. Another song they sung about that said, talking about fighting the foe. And even if my foes travail over me and I lose my life in that, I've still won. And I've still won the victory. I'm thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. I testified or something the other day and I told them that the only way that you're ever going to have victory in your life over the enemy that you're fighting is to surrender. And that, not unto that enemy, but surrender unto the Lord and let the Lord fight your battles. I'm thankful. There's a somewhere in this scripture, I don't remember where it was that I read, that talks about, maybe if I could find it, I don't know that I'll be able to find it, but I'm thankful it talks about resisting the devil in that. How many times do we think that we can go toe-to-toe with the devil in this life and we come up short? There's only one that's ever gone toe-to-toe with the devil, come out victorious, and His name is Jesus Christ. And that I'm thankful for that. But I'm also thankful that when the devil comes by our way, that we've got one that can fight our battles for us. The scripture doesn't tell us to, it says to resist the devil. It doesn't tell us to fight him and beat him. I'm thankful that the scripture just tells us to resist him. And if we can do just that and trust upon the Lord, He'll fight the battle for us. I'm thankful for that. He really will. I'm thankful. I was sitting there on the pew trying to find some scripture earlier, and I didn't know if I'd read it or not, but I feel like I need to read it this morning. It's very familiar scripture. I've stood on it before. I'm sure every man that's ever stood to preach has probably stood on it before. We've all heard it at a revival message at some point in time, but I'm thankful. I just have got it on my heart to read it. In your hearing, in the 25th chapter of the book of Matthew, it says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At the midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to the bridegroom, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. It's very familiar scripture, folks, but there is no better picture painted in here than that of the people that think that they're going to have time, that they're going to have opportunity. Everybody and their brother that you talk to this day and time is saying how we're living in the last days and we're living in this and this sign is here and this sign is that. And they can say whatever they want to say. When you die and leave this world, that is the end of the world for you. That's the end of it all, folks. There will not be another opportunity for you and your soul. We think we're invincible. I've been there. I'm still a young man, I guess by some standards. I'm 28 years old. And that I still feel like I'm bulletproof sometimes. But I'm realizing the older that I get that I'm not. And I don't want you to get to a point in your life where you've went out in the world and you go square up toe-to-toe with the devil and realize that you have no way of escape. Because you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. It's my desire that everybody will come to know the Lord. But you know, at the end of the day, Randy, it's probably not going to happen. But I'm thankful that there's always been a remnant in that. And I'm thankful to be a part of that remnant. Everybody acts like we're in the minority as Christians and this and that. But I serve a God that's never in the minority. My God will never be the minority. We're always the majority, folks. We serve the Lord, our living God. I'm thankful for that. My God's not dead. I'm not. But there's this scripture, this parable is followed up by another parable that's perfect to go right behind it in that. I'm thankful. It says that the one that had five went, that was given five talents went and made ten. And the one that had two talents went and he made another two talents. But the one that only had one was selfish and didn't do what he was supposed to do with his talent. How many times do we get that way in this life? When everything's good and everything's going great, we're on fire for the Lord. And we'll do everything that we can for the Lord. But the minute that it seems like things are falling apart, that maybe we don't have as much as we once did, or maybe we think that we're not going to be able to make it, we don't have what we need, that's when we need to rely on and trust the Lord the most. I'm thankful. I truly am. I'm thankful that when times get hard in your life, the only way you're going to make it is to trust the Lord. When you've got nothing left, when there's just that much meal left in the barrel, and you've got to make a cake for the man of God, I'm thankful. Make the cake for the man of God. Do what the Lord would have you to do in your life. And stop thinking of these scriptures as something natural. Folks, these scriptures are something spiritual that's meant for us in our day too. These scriptures were what happened to them in their day. But I'm thankful that you can take every single scripture in this book and apply it to your heart and your life today. Do what the Lord would have you to do in your life to serve Him. And I'm thankful that He'll take care of us. He truly will. You know, and in the times that I've not got what I wanted and things have not went my way, I'm thankful that God was still good enough. I may have not seen it at the time, and maybe I wasn't willing to accept that He was good enough at the time, but I'm thankful looking back that God has been good enough for every situation in my life, every time. There's never been, even when I was a lost man, you know, God was good enough. He loved me enough to keep me for some things in life. I remember not long before I got saved, a couple years before I got saved, my grandfather had cancer. And I'm talking about, he was a mite of a man in my life. And I watched him wither away. But you know, when they come in there, the room with the diagnosis, and they told him he only had about 2 months to live. And he looked at my daddy and said, if I can get up and take one step, I'll be all right. And he lived for 10 years and fought it as hard as he possibly could. But I watched him wither away into a shell of the man that he used to be. And it broke my heart. And I got cold and indifferent to the Lord. I started driving my car reckless. I started speeding and doing this and doing that and doing things that, Lord knows, I probably should have got myself killed. But I'm thankful that God had a purpose for me in my life. He knew that I'd be standing right here this morning behind this book board trying to preach a message unto you so that you might realize that God is enough for you in your life. I know, folks, that this world has got so much to offer us that looks enticing and it looks pleasurable. But I'm thankful that this world does not care nothing about you. I don't care how it makes you feel. Listen, I've been there. I pray for all those that are in school right now, in high school and middle school and those coming up. I know the temptations you're going through. I know the peer pressure. I know you get laughed at and you might get made fun of or whatever it might be, but I'm thankful that it's enough. You don't have to have the things of this world to have a good time with the Lord. I'm thankful. That's one thing I struggled with, Randy, for a long time. We had a group of friends there in school. We were all close and we were all tight. We'd get together on Friday nights after football games and do some stuff we shouldn't be doing. And I thought, I don't want to give this up, Lord. And I struggled with it. And when I finally got willing and got my heart right with the Lord and got saved, I'm thankful that there's never been a desire there anymore that there once was. Yeah, those friends went on down the road. But you know what? I'm thankful for what I've got now. The Lord has replaced them with some good godly friends there. We've got a very big, I guess, group of young preachers there at Stoners. And I'm thankful. They've been a help unto me. They truly have. I'm thankful the Lord knows what we need. And I'm thankful it's not always what we want. But what you need is a whole lot better for you in your life than what you want. Because what you want will just cause you problems and give you sorrow. I say it all the time. The Lord blessed me to buy a truck. And I had peace about it in my heart when I bought it. But that truck's been the biggest headache to me. Time after time, stuff keeps tearing up on it. And I'll think, Lord, I know you told me it was okay to buy this thing, but we try to get ahead of the Lord in the things that we want. I probably could have waited a little bit longer and find a truck that maybe wouldn't give me so much headaches and so much problems. But I've learned a lesson in that, and that to wait upon the Lord. You know, a lot of times it's just human nature that we have to make mistakes in this life before we'll wise up and realize that we've done wrong and what we need to do. Knowing the whole time, that still small voice, you can't dispute it. It'll come by your way and tell you not to do something, and plain as day, you'll turn right back around and do exactly what you wasn't supposed to be doing. How many times have we done it? Folks, we think that it's something so simple and something so small that we don't deem to be a sin. But any time that you go against the Lord and the Lord's will in your life, it is a sin. No matter what it is. It's a tough pill to swallow as a human being. It really is. We all want what we want and we want it now. But I'm thankful that when you have to wait upon something and you have to wait for something and work for something, how much sweeter is it when you finally get it? It means something to you. You won't take it for granted. And I'm thankful for that. I truly am. I never want to take the Lord for granted. But folks, time is not going to wait in that. You might think that you're special. That's the problem with this life and this day and time. We all think we're special. We all think that we deserve this and we deserve that, folks. But the Lord is no respecter of persons. And I'm thankful He loves the least of us just like He loves the greatest of us. But don't think you're special in this life. I'm no better than anybody because I'm a preacher. It don't make me greater than nobody. I'm thankful. We all think we're special in that. And we think we'll get it on our own time. But time is not going to wait. The church is going to go on with or without you. And that goes for lay members too. It ain't just the lost. The church is going to go on with or without you. You can sit there and dry up and lose the joy that was talked about this morning. Or you can get in there and ask the Lord. You know, one thing, since I found out that the Lord has blessed me in Mallory, I told him, and I've said it many times, but we had gotten so cold and indifferent to the Lord because we were bitter. We finally got our hearts right not long after we found out the Lord had blessed us. But I feel like in my heart, the way that I did right after the Lord saved my soul, I've got my joy back and my peace back, and I'm thankful for that. I had lost it in this life, folks, but the Lord is enough. And it's not easy to realize that when you're going through it. Trust me, I know. I wouldn't say it to you if I hadn't lived it. I've been there, and I know the Lord is good enough. I'm thankful for that. But there was a time that came in my life when I realized that I was not special. I was lost and undone without the Lord. And I needed the Lord to save my soul. You may be here this morning, the Lord's never dealt with your heart. And I'm thankful that you're still safe in the Lord. But there's going to come a time when the Lord is going to speak to your heart. And you're going to try to disguise it as everything but the Lord. But there is no mistaking the voice of the Lord when it speaks to your heart and lets you know that you're lost. And I'm telling you from experience, I went a year after the Lord dealt with me, and He blessed me to go a year without getting saved after He dealt with my heart. And thank the Lord I had another opportunity to be saved. And I almost didn't take it that time. But I'm thankful that I realized in that moment that I was not special in that, but I am now. I'm thankful I am special now in the eyes of the Lord. And you can be too. I'm thankful for that. But you're going to have to be willing to realize that this thing is going to go on with or without you. And I promise you, the alternative to not getting on board that old ship of Zion when it passes by your way is a whole lot worse than you think it's going to be. A lot of people all the time think they're big and bad in this life because they've lived a hard life and they've made it through, folks. But I'm telling you, if there was nothing worse than as bad as this world can get on us, then why would the Lord have even needed to come? Folks, hell is nothing. This world is nothing in comparison to what hell will be like if you die and leave this world without knowing the Lord. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I'm dwelling in that place that the Lord went to prepare for me. I'm thankful that I ain't got to wait till I die and leave this earth to enjoy my salvation, to enjoy my spot in the kingdom of God. I'm thankful for that. I truly am. I'm just thankful this morning. I truly am. If you're here and you're lost, it's my humble prayer. I said this the other day, and I mean it. Here a few years ago, we had a couple of revivals there at Stoner's, and it was called From the Floor. And if you've ever been a part of one of those and you go every night, there's a different preacher every night. But if you'll listen, and I mean truly listen, they might use different words, and they might read different scripture, and they might preach on different things, but the message does not change in that, and it never will change. The message is the same, and what I'm trying to say is, you might think that somebody gets up here and preaches straight at you because they know what you're going through. I don't know anything about any of y'all. I really don't. I probably should know more and do my job as a child of God to get to know you better. But I don't know your hearts and I don't know where you're at. But I'm thankful. I began to think about the message never changed. Man after man got up, different man every single night, and the message was the same. And what I'm trying to tell you is, I don't know what you're going through. The Lord has let you know where you're at tonight, this morning. Not me. The Lord has spoke to your heart and told you where you're at, that you're lost and undone, or that you're struggling. Not me. It ain't me. Just try the Lord and see if He ain't good. I've always said this. Just come and try Him with sincerity. And I promise you, you won't regret it. It's the best decision I ever made in my life, coming to know the Lord. And He's been there for me in times when even my wife can't be there for me. Times when nobody can help me but the Lord. And I don't know how I ever made it. It was the Lord. But I don't know how I ever made it without the Lord. But I'm thankful for that, folks. Time is not going to wait because you think you're special and you'll have an opportunity when your life comes to an end. Folks, our life is as a vapor. It's fleeting for an instant. We think we're special and don't need the Lord. I'm thankful I am special now because of the Lord. That's about as far as I feel like going this morning. I've told myself that maybe as a young preacher, you think about, you know, you compare yourself to everybody else and you want to preach longer and you want to preach harder and this and that. But you know, it's my desire that every word that comes out of my mouth is of the Lord and nothing else. Whether it's 5 minutes or whether it's 50 minutes. I want everything that comes out of my mouth to be of the Lord. Because that's the only thing that's going to help anybody anyway. It ain't the words that I've got to say. I promise you, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I'm just an ignorant man. But I'm thankful with the Lord's help. I'm something more. And you can be too. But you're going to have to let go of the world. And let go of the fears that maybe the world is going to leave you behind. Folks, I'd be a lot more fearful of the Lord leaving me behind than I would the world leaving me behind. The Lord set this whole thing in motion. And we think He doesn't govern our lives. I'm thankful. The Lord controls it all. That's about as far as we feel like going this morning. If the Lord spoke to your heart or you're struggling with something this morning, just come try the Lord. I promise you, it'll be the best thing that's ever happened to you. That's my desire this morning. If you want to get a verse of a song or close out however you see fit, if anybody else has anything they want to say or do, please feel free.